Now, is everybody ready?
Yes, it's not me panting.
No, and it's not me panting either.
No, you're wheezy.
I'm wheezy, you're not panty, and she's panty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we've clarified that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
There's four of us here at the moment, however many will stick it out, I'm not sure.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
Rightio.
So this is Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast about what it's like living with cancer and living with somebody who gets moany and grumpy and really quite difficult. Who has it?
Well, you have been a little bit moany this week, but then, you know, you have good reason. You've been feeling a bit rubbish.
I still feel a bit rubbish. I have to tell you, anybody who's had this new strain of flu...
But I think you're definitely on the mend, because if you can moan a lot, then you've got to be feeling better.
You know, that's a really good point. Do you know what was going in my mind right then? Completely nothing to do with anything. How well that cushion matches that chair over there.
Yes, that's random.
It is random, but that's me, isn't it?
Yes.
You do tell me I'm random.
And you do say everything you think.
No, not everything. We'd be in huge trouble.
Most things.
So anyway, how are things going for any of the problem, of course, with anything like this new flu outbreak, if you have cancer, is that your immune system is quite badly depleted with cancer, isn't it?
Mm.
Which leaves you vulnerable.
Yes. So you did get the flu very badly, but you're on the mend now and you've just got to be patient. It's going to take a couple of weeks to get back to normal.
Mm. Yeah, I get, you know, it's it just feel rubbish and say stupid things.
And I suppose the other thing is that you have had to come off your cancer treatment. You've not had that for 6 weeks now.
No.
Because of, first of all, side effects, and then obviously when you're ill with the flu, the last thing you want to do is be pumped full of a nasty drug.
Yeah.
So we're going to go see Professor Tom next week.
We are indeed. And
clinic visit and see what they want to do with you on that.
If I'm well enough to make them, I'll be well enough, sorry. Yeah, you told me I'm going anyway.
Yes, you're going to see Professor.
Yeah, right. I'm definitely going to. But it is I think the thing the thing I found most, I don't know whether a word is annoying, upsetting, whatever it is that you should get something else on top of your cancer. Seems very unfair. You know, and for some strange reason, I just assumed, well, I've got cancer. I'm not going to get anything else, am I?
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, I know. And should have gone and had the flu injection.
You did say that last week. So although, you must be careful not to repeat ourselves too much, because obviously since last week, you haven't really done anything but sit here on the sofa. So there's not really that much to report. And I've done nothing but tax returns.
Yeah, I know. Well,
so
that's
we've been being very boring.
The life of an accountant and an old, I nearly said an old rock star. That's why I wanted to be a rock star.
You're not, though.
No, because I can't remember the words of any songs.
And also, you don't have a good singing voice.
Do I not?
I'm afraid not. You have a lovely speaking voice.
But no good singing voice.
No, I can only ever tell what you're singing by listening to the lyrics. The tune that you're doing is never a clue.
Oh, right. And quite often the lyrics are. Anyway, that's one of the things. And I suppose the other thing at the moment is that whatever kind of cancer you have and however bad it is, probably the cold weather we've had, it's a good thing to stay away from other people. Stay indoors if you can.
Keep cozy and warm.
Yeah.
Don't slip over on the ice.
Oh, my golly, no.
Or catch viruses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay indoors cozy.
And how do you stay indoors?
If you can afford to put the heating on.
Well, we nearly ran out of oil. That was another bit of a tragedy, wasn't it?
Well, hopefully they're going to come and deliver some today. Otherwise, we will be very chilly.
We will. And even. I don't think it's... Is it age? Is it because... Not you, obviously. You're a young lady. But as I'm an old git, and I'm feeling, I sound like I've got a bad cold. And as I'm sort of getting to those years where people feel cold all the time, don't they?
I think it's probably just to do with your flu thing recovery.
You think it is?
Yes.
Yeah. I do feel sorry. I have to be honest. First of all, I must apologise to you. Because for some reason, some people got the idea that I was moaning because you didn't come and see me. And I honestly was not moaning. And you did come to see me,
Yes, I didn't come on Boxing Day because I saw my daughters and
sisters. No.
So there was only 2 days I didn't go.
But the whole of my time in hospital is a kind of blur.
Yes, and then you were just telling everybody that you understood why I hadn't been. I was going, well, I have been. I've been every day.
I suppose because, you know, I don't know how nurses do their jobs. I really don't. And every single day they face that and then they go home and one poor old chap while I was in there, whoops, nearly lost the microphone, fell over and broke his hip just getting out of bed.
Well, in the hospital?
Yeah, bed opposite me.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, it's pretty full on, isn't it?
Yes, but maybe it's a very rewarding job as well because, you know, you can at least go home knowing that you've done some good in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get that with tax returns.
There's not enough good in the world, is there?
No.
You know?
There's not. But you can do charitable works and things like that if you want to.
Yeah, every cancer has a charity now, I think.
Yeah, and you can do things like fundraise for your local hospice and things to make you feel good about yourself and help other people.
And hospices are a great idea. Because a lot of people say, oh, no, I don't think, you know, it's admitting the end or whatever. But the end does come whether you've got cancer or not. And a hospice is a place of calm and tranquility.
Yes, there are wonderful places.
You know, being in hospital gets quite frantic, to be honest. And then you manage eventually to get sleep and then you get woken up. Say, I've got to take some blood. Oh, right. What's the time? 5:00. And then you get someone who'll come in and say, right, sit up. We're going to bring you some breakfast. Quite. Doesn't really go down with my style of life.
No, it's a bit regimented, but it has to be. I can't do breakfast for everyone whenever they fancy.
No, I understand that totally. But, you know, I do feel a bit better and I wanted to get out. I thought I'll get out of hospital and tomorrow I'll be completely fine. And it doesn't kind of work that way, does it?
No, you've been very poorly and so it takes a little while to recover.
Yeah.
But just keep warm, eat nice, healthy food and you'll get
well, I am. So not only have I got an accountant wife, I've got an amazing cook wife.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You know, M&S should take you on. You improve all their dishes.
I have been cheating a bit in January because I don't have the time to.
Yeah.
I don't finish work till 7-ish. Then you don't have time to then spend a couple of hours cooking something.
No. Well, I think we should.
Thank you, M&S, for the help.
M&S, yeah. Thank you very much indeed for making food. That was Radley walking up along the back of the sofa. For anybody who's seen any of the videos we've put out. That's where he seems to like to be.
He does like to sit on your head.
Yeah, but wherever you go, the dogs go too. If you walk into another room, they follow you. They don't stay and look after me.
Well, obviously I'm more interesting than you.
Yeah.
I'm the one that gives out treats or goes for walks and things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think perhaps we should let people get on with their day.
Yes, because we don't have anything exciting to report, do we? It's all been very boring.
Yucky. Yeah.
Been a bit boring this week.
Well, being ill is not the most fun thing in the world, is it?
No, and boring is better than the excitement of the previous weeks with ambulances and intensive care and stuff. So boring is quite nice in a way, isn't it?
Did I imagine this? Because I don't really remember. But did you say, oh, God, I've never been in the back of an ambulance with the blue lights flashing? It was quite fun.
Hmm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't find it fun at all.
Ooh, got to look for the bright side of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was very impressed with it. It was two lady ambulance people.
Yeah.
And she was such a good driver.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it must be very easy to drive those sort of wagons fast.
Through very narrow roads.
Yeah, roundabouts at high speed. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, you were strapped into a seat and I was I was on a stretcher. Sorry, I'm making noises like that.
You were on a stretcher moaning.
Well, they what was it? My heart was racing. That's why they decided we had to go to hospital.
Yes.
And I didn't feel that at all.
No, you were just concerned that you couldn't breathe.
Yeah. I thought
a combination of not being able to breathe and your heart going at 180 beats a minute is enough to warrant a blue light.
Do you know, I think we've moaned enough, haven't we?
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Listen, thank you for tuning in. And if any of you, like me, have kidney cancer, check out our charity, Kidney Cancer UK. You can find it online. And they will give you any information and help.
And support.
And support that you may need. Would you like to sign off?
Goodbye until next week.